As part of your reporting for Sunshine Week, you analyzed the city of Concord's top earners. What did you find?
In early February, I filed a right-to-know request with the city of Concord for all of their salary records for calendar year and fiscal year 2014. What we found is that there is definitely a gender disparity at the top of the payroll here in Concord. Men dominate the positions that are top paid and top ranking. Of the 22 employees that made more than $100,000 last year, only three of them were women. Of the 50 highest paid employees in the city last year, eight of them were women.
So did you look at this in a broader context? In other words, is this just an issue in Concord?
No, it's definitely not. We looked to a 2014 study from the Office of Personnel Management that noticed a gender disparity in the federal government as well. This is something that transcends government positions at all levels. There's definitely a gender gap. It's improving slightly, but men tend to dominate those positions that are high-ranking and better paid. And female employees are typically making less than their male colleagues.
So you spoke with Concord officials for your story. What did they have to say about this?
I did. They attributed this gender gap to two reasons in particular. One, Concord's fire and police departments, as well as the general services departments. Those are the largest departments here in the city of Concord, and those are very male-dominated. For example, among 84 police officers here in Concord, about 11 of them are women. And we have no female firefighters here in the city of Concord. The four female employees in the fire department are all in administrative positions. The police and fire chiefs here in Concord did talk about the need to do better recruiting, to really go back to the source, as Concord Fire Chief Dan Andrus put it, and attract women who are younger, who are high school students even, to try and break maybe the stereotypes that went with that kind of work in the past and attract more women to those fields.
So they feel this is an issue they want to address.
Definitely. That was something that, you know, both chiefs really hammered home, especially Fire Chief Dan Andrus. He pointed to some programs that Concord does in the high schools in the area and mentioned that he has some young women, 3 of 14 students at a high school level course who are interested in the fire service and doing their beginning training. We also have 1 of 3 of our current police candidates in the police academy in Concord is a woman. So they pointed to those statistics and mentioned that that's something they would like to improve in the future.
City officials also cited low turnover as a reason. Can you explain what they meant by that?
What they meant by that is that the workforce was even more male-dominated back, say, 20 years ago, and that there are definitely employees in the city of Concord that have remained through that time, that have made their careers here. 33% or 170 people in the city of Concord are at the top of their possible pay scale here, which means they've been here long enough to work their way up. We also saw a turnover rate of about 1 or 1.5%, while City Manager Thomas Bell mentioned that a typical year is more like 3 or 4%. So fewer employees are leaving, and we still see that work dynamic from 25 years ago present in the Concord workforce.
So as you point out in your article, 30% of the workforce in Concord is female. So are there just not very many in those highly paid leadership positions?
What we found is that of 15 department heads, 5 of them are women. So the leadership positions do reflect that breakdown and accurately reflect the number of women in the Concord workforce. However, what we did find is that particularly those police and fire positions have the most opportunity for overtime. So that bumped a lot of them high in the ranks of paid employees in the city of Concord. Again, several of those employees who earned more than $100,000 last year did have opportunities for overtime or for severance that boosted them above female employees.
Unlike teachers, per se, who may not have a chance for overtime.
Correct.
Megan Doyle is a reporter for the Concord Monitor. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Michael.